The original research article entitled "Stroop Task and Practice Effects Demonstrate Cognitive Dysfunction in Long COVID and Myalgic Encephalomyelitis/Chronic Fatigue Syndrome" was authored by Baraniuk and Thapalia et al. From Griffith University in Australia. It was published in Scientific Reports in November 2024. The Stroop task measures a range of executive and attention functions. The task requires participants to determine if the color of ink used to write a word matches the presentation of a word color. The Stroop task was used to examine cognitive function in ME/CFS and long COVID participants. This study was conducted in two cohorts. The 2016 cohort consisted of 42 participants with ME/CFS, 24 meeting the Fukuda criteria, and 18 who met the international consensus, and 27 healthy controls. The second cohort was the 2023 cohort and consisted of 31 participants with ME/CFS, satisfying the international consensus criteria, 19 participants with long COVID who met the World Health Organization's working case definition, and 16 healthy controls. Each participant underwent functional magnetic resonance imaging before sitting the Stroop task. The Stroop task included a string of three basic stimuli, with participants viewing and responding to 120 stimuli over 900 seconds. Overall, participants with ME/CFS and long COVID had significantly slower reaction times than healthy controls. In the first half of each test, long COVID participants had a longer reaction time than ME/CFS participants, who in turn had a longer reaction time than healthy controls. However, by the second half of each test, long COVID and ME/CFS reaction times were equal and slightly improved. These results suggest cognitive dysfunction in the patient groups, which improved but could not be overcome with practice. The long COVID group began with the largest cognitive deficit, with a capacity to significantly improve adaptation and processing, whilst the ME/CFS group had more moderate cognitive deficits with less improvement with practice and adaptation. The authors conclude that there may be differing dysfunction at play between the disease groups, and that the initial difference between the long COVID and ME/CFS groups may reflect the ME/CFS group's adaptations due to their longer disease duration. The authors believe further insights may be gained by examining functional MRI conducted over the process of Stroop testing, particularly the comparison of the first and second halves of the test, where learning and practicing change cognitive methods and improves reaction times.